News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Dole heard that there are more school children progressing from the occasional use of vapes and nicotine pouches to a reliance on them. And the numbers are kind of startling. 19% of school children between 12 and 17 say they are occasional users of tobacco products, and something to the order of around 13% are fairly occasional users of e-cigarettes or vapes. Colin Burke is with us. He's Fine Gael TD for Cork North Central and a member of the Health Committee. Colin, the legislative response to this needs to be what?
Well, the Public Health Tobacco Products and Nicotine Inhaling Products Amendment Bill was introduced and was debated yesterday in the Dáil. And basically, it's about controlling both the advertising and the sale of nicotine products. And just in relation to, say, for instance, one of the issues that has changed dramatically in 2023-24, and these are the most recent figures, for instance, you should take PJ Carroll, the sale of nicotine pouches increased from 6 million units to 29 million units in just a 12-month time period of one particular brand. And at European level, the sales have gone up dramatically. It's gone up over by 2,000% from 292 million units to 6.8 million billion.
And what's the legal position on those nicotine pouches as compared to vapes in terms of kids being able to get them?
Well, they are. There isn't the restrictions there, whereas now the restriction will be that you have to be over 18 before you'll be able to purchase them. And that's basically what we're doing. And we've also, as you know, there's a separate bill going through. The Public Health Single-Use Vapes Bill is also going through with regards putting more restrictions on that. And, you know, we're just in the last 2 days in the UK, for instance, the UK passed the vapes bill. It went through Parliament, which is basically banning the preventing the sale of tobacco to people born on or after the 1st of January 2009. So that's the legislation that's gone through in the UK. And we need to bring, the sale of the products is just unrestricted. And then, you know, the whole issue in relation to health issues, for instance, has been cleared through the use of nicotine pouches. It leads to nicotine addiction. We've clear evidence of where people have ended up with gum problems, mouth ulcers, dry mouth and hiccups, nausea and stomach problems, and also nicotine poisoning even. And therefore, there's a need to restrict, and that's what the legislation is going to do.
Colin, thank you. Colin Burke, Fine Gael TD for Cork North Central and member of the Health Committee.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.